Joshua mentioned about the fact that as we're counting through the Omer, that we need to be preparing ourselves and getting ready and getting right before the Lord. And he didn't know that that's exactly what I'm sharing today. Like, I hadn't hardly even seen him this week. Hardly at all. But I'm talking about prepare yourself through the counting of the Omer. Prepare yourself through the counting of the Omer. During Passover, we read in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 11, this is how you are to eat. With your cloak tucked in your belt, with your sandals on your feet, and with your staff in your hand, eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, as we read this, the idea here is that we are to be prepared. We are to prepare ourselves and get ready for what Adonai is going to do. God wants us to be a people, all of us, who are ready and prepared when he says, go, that we would go. That we wouldn't hold back, we wouldn't hesitate, but we would say, Hineni, here I am, I'm ready, Lord. Tell me what you have for me to do. Now, this involves both a physical and a spiritual preparation. You know, God, in his wisdom, he organized the annual cycle of the seasons. That is, the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall, to allow different things, different processes to take place. Now, as we look at these different seasons, you know, winter is, in a lot of places, is a time of deadness. Now, we don't see that here in Florida, but Diane, if you go to Michigan, boy, it's cold, and Minnesota and the Dakotas, all those places. It's a time, really, nothing is growing. Everything is dormant. It's freezing cold, covered with snow, everything. It is a deadness. But this also recalls when Bnei Yisrael, when the children of Israel were in cruel bondage in Egypt. And it reminds us of when we, all of us here, we lived a life of servitude to the cruel Pharaoh of this world, that is, Satan. But then spring comes, and we're in spring now. We celebrated the Passover, the Feast of First Fruits. It brings new life. We see the sprigs starting to sprout. We see the blossoms on the trees taking place. It brings new life and recalls the exodus from Egypt. It reminds us of our deliverance as believers of sin through Yeshua, our Pesach, our Passover lamb. And then the summer comes. It produces a time of fruitfulness and is a fulfillment of the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai during Shavuot or Pentecost. Then the fall comes, and it presents a time for us to rejoice in the harvest, in the land flowing with milk and honey. And for us, as believers, it's looking forward with anticipation of the return of the bridegroom for his bride, returning for us here. And just as the earth physically manifests each one of these times of the year, each one of these seasons, we should also, as believers, be manifesting these same type of changes inwardly in our spiritual life. You know, the final feast in the springtime is that Feast of First Fruits, known as Yom HaBikurim. And according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, starting at verse 9, says we are to welcome, or we are to celebrate the first fruits in remembrance that we are a clean and a whole people consecrated to Adonai for his service. But you know, the spring feasts are connected to the only summer feast, that is that Feast of Shavuot, that Feast of Pentecost. And Pentecost itself means 50. Did you know that? So when we're counting the 50 days, that's where Pentecost, that name comes from, the 50, the counting of the 50, until we get to Shavuot. And we do that through what's known as the counting of the Omer. And we read it this morning during the liturgy that we are currently in the seventh day of that. And we read in Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 15 through 16. It says, from the day after the Shabbat, the day that you brought that Omer, that barley sheaf, of that wave offering, you are to count off 7 full weeks. It says, count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Shabbat. And then you are to present an offering of new grain to the Lord. We read that earlier. Now this year, we count the Omer from Saturday night, March 31st. That's when we had our Passover Seder. Do you all remember that we did that at the end of the Seder? And we're going to count off every day until Saturday night, May 19th. And that day, May 19th, is when we're having our Shavuot service. Now, I know we only normally count during the Shabbat when we're here. But you also, in your own homes, can count off each day. There's Omer calendars all over the internet. It's on a lot of the Jewish calendars. I think, who bought one of the calendars from our Judaica store? I think it's even on there every day. The counting of the Omer is on that as well, so you can keep abreast of the day that you're in. Now, what is this Omer? Now, I'm not talking about an old mare who ain't what she used to be. I'm talking about an Omer. And an Omer is a biblical measure of a volume of grain. In other words, you have a certain amount of volume of grain. So that Omer is a measure of grain, a volume of grain. And on the Shabbat following the Passover Eve, an Omer of barley, in other words, there were this was the early harvest where the barley was starting to come forth from the ground. Later on, when we have the later harvest, we have the wheat and other crops. In the spring, you have the early harvest or the early crops starting to grow, which is barley. And you take a measure of this barley. And it was presented as a wave offering in the Beit HaMikdash in the temple. And this signified the new grains. But not only that, but it was a promise of a big, a bountiful harvest that was going to take place later on in the fall. And we see that when we have Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, that great big harvest festival which takes place in the fall. Now, the counting of this Omer was intended to remind us that there was a link between Passover, which commemorated the Exodus, and Shavuot, which commemorated the giving of the Torah. So here we have the Passover, which was our deliverance, our freedom. Here we have Shavuot, or Pentecost, which God made us a people. God gave us His law on Mount Sinai. And the 50 days in between, we're counting from Passover till we get to Shavuot. It keeps us abreast of the days. We're counting, we're getting ready for what God wants to do in that day of Shavuot. It reminds us that redemption from slavery was not complete until we received God's Word, God's Torah. Now, some people think that the Torah or the law is a bondage, but to the Jewish people, it's a freedom, because you can't be free without rules, regulations, and laws and commandments to guide us, to instruct us, to show us, to lead us, and to guide us. Otherwise, we would be just a people doing our own thing. And if you do your own thing, and everyone does their own thing, you have chaos. But God is a God of order. As believers in the Messiah, Yeshua, it reminds us of the link between our salvation and then being filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. Because you remember the disciples, they were saved. Yeshua's followers were saved through faith in Him. But it was through the counting of the Omer that led them to that day of Pentecost, the day of Shavuot, when they received the Holy Spirit. They were waiting, they were prepared, they were expecting something to take place. We are not complete until we're under the operating or the fullness of that power, that Spirit manifests through that Ruach HaKodesh in us. Now, just as the Kohen Gadol, that high priest, waved that acceptable offering and that new grain, that Omer, that barley sheaf before the Lord, we also need to wave our lives. Our lives need to be waved before the Lord as a wave offering, clean before the Lord, acceptable before the Lord. Because we, all of us, should desire to rise up and walk in the freshness and the newness of life. And the counting of the Omer was, and it is currently, the time to observe the new crop, the new work that God's doing in our life. The Omer is a time when we, by the power of God, consecrate and walking in our new areas of freedom, and that new crop begins to grow in our life. We get closer and closer to the Lord, more filled with His presence in our life. Now, Pesach, or Passover, it depicts Adonai's redemption of His people. While Shavuot illustrates the Lord's revealing of Himself to His people. And through this counting of the Omer, we go through a process of 49 days of being nurtured and taught and ministered to in order to be ready to receive God's holy and perfect revelation in our lives. And I'm sure all of us want God's perfect and holy revelation in our lives. Is that right? All of us do. And the revelation for Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, during the time of Moses, came through the giving of the word, the giving of the Torah. God's perfect instruction for our lives today, again, is through the Torah. But instead of the perfect law being inscribed on tablets of stone, it's now being inscribed on tablets upon our heart, as it talks about in Jeremiah 31, verse 31, that God will write His Torah, His law, upon our heart now. It was approximately 50 days from the time of the first Passover until the time of Shavuot on Mount Sinai, when the Torah was given to the Jewish people. For the believer today, for us believers here, God has made a way for us to be free from the bondage of sin that holds us captive. 50 days after the death and resurrection of Yeshua, the Lord revealed Himself to His people once again through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, that Holy Spirit, on that day of Shavuot, on the day of Pentecost, as we read in Acts chapter 2. And from the time of the resurrection, which took place on Yom HaBikurim, that Feast of First Fruits, until the second chapter of Acts, Shavuot, that time was the counting of the Omer. That's the exact time. Because the disciples were with Yeshua on the Passover, and then He suffered and died, and it was 50 days through the counting of the Omer until the time that He sent His Ruach HaKodesh, His Holy Spirit, in the second chapter of Acts. And during this period, the Talmudim, the disciples of Yeshua, were being nurtured. They were being prepared for the coming of Shavuot. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, we read that His Talmudim, His disciples, were of one mind and in one accord. And we as the body in this room today, we should also be in one mind, in one accord, in one heart, together as believers in Yeshua. And obviously these disciples had used this time of the Omer to be nurtured and to be fed by Yeshua, to grow and to regroup in preparation for the rest of the year as well as the rest of their lives. They knew at the time of Shavuot that they were about to receive something special, something unique, because Yeshua promised to them that the Comforter would come. He'd said, wait in Jerusalem for the Comforter to come. And they had been counting these days. They had been counting these days of the Omer because Yeshua told them to be waiting for something was going to happen. And since it was during the time of the Omer, they just put that two to two together. They knew Shavuot was coming, so they're just counting and something is going to happen. They were all ready. They were all excited. Something. Yeshua said something's going to happen. Wait for me in Jerusalem. Something is going to happen. As they were counting through these days of the Omer, they knew. They were excited. And each day out loud in excitement, they would proclaim the coming promise. And during the days of the Omer, Yeshua nurtured his Talmudim with the truth and message that they were then to take forth to all the nations of the world. And on Shavuot, they received the power and the authority to perform that seed that God had planted in each and every one of them. We see this in the book of Acts. When the Talmudim, when these disciples went forth, and it says that they, from that day that they received that Spirit of God, it says that they went forth, they healed the sick, they converted the destitute sinner, they proclaimed with power the kingdom of God was at hand. And we have that same power. We have that same authority, each one of you in this room. And are you going forth proclaiming with power that the kingdom of God is at hand? Are you doing that? And if you're not, then you need to regroup. You need to get your lives in order and get together. And God has given you this opportunity again this year as we're going through the counting of the Omer, as we come to Shavuot, that day when God presented His Word to His people and brought order to our life, and that day when He gave us His Ruach HaKodesh, His Spirit. You have another opportunity to be nurtured during this time. Get your life together. Get your life right so that when Shavuot comes here, that you will be overflowing with joy in the presence of God and the Spirit of God being poured out from your life. That you, as the disciples did, you would proclaim with power. You would heal the sick. You would reach out to the sinners with power, proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You know, Shavuot takes place in the summer months. Actually, we're a little bit early this year because of the cycles of the moon. And in fact, it takes place May 19th this year at sundown. And there is new life everywhere. During Shavuot, we become empowered by God with His Word and with His Ruach HaKodesh, His Spirit, to produce good fruit for the kingdom of God. Summer is a time when we realize that there will be 4 months more of growth before the next great feast, until the next harvest. And we see that His grace is sufficient to carry us through to the fall. And we come to the fall. It's a time of rejoicing and what God has done in our lives as we begin to close the cycle of the year. We're talking about the Jewish calendar, the cycle of the year in the fall. And the amount of harvest that we experience at this time depends on all the hard work of plowing and planting that we did in the spring. God is giving you the opportunity to plow, to plant, to water, to be nurtured, to be taught, to grow, so that when the fall comes, you'll have a great harvest. And that also speaks of the Feast of Tabernacles. It speaks of also the return of the Messiah. Are you ready when the fall comes? Are you being nurtured by His Spirit now? And the fall is a time of rejoicing in what God has done in our lives as we close the cycle. And again, as the amount of harvest we experience depends on all the hard work of plowing and planting, the more we submit ourselves to be conformed to the image of the Messiah, from the Passover all the way to Shavuot, the more fruit that God will produce in us and the more that we will reap during Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, as we close out the end of the cycle for the year. And I can tell you what, for myself, I want a lot of fruit. I want a great harvest in my life. I'm looking forward to a great harvest. I'm looking forward to standing before the Lord. And there he is before me. And and it says his garments are whiter than white, bleached white, whitest white you've ever seen. Remember those? Some of you older folk remember Mr. Clean on television, those commercials, and he was like white, brilliant white and shining white, white, bright. It's going to be a million times brighter and whiter than Mr. Clean because we have King Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to stand there and I don't even know what I'd do. Maybe I'll run over there and hug him, or I don't know. I'll be so happy. I know I'm getting there. You know you're getting there? And I tell you what, when it talks about that he goes to prepare a place for us, and it speaks of the many rooms or mansions up there, when I get up there, I don't want a little teeny box like the size of a little outhouse or something. I want a mansion. I want all that God has for me. I want all that God has for me and more. But I'll be so excited to be in His presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The reason that Adonai has designed the Moedim, his appointed feasts, his appointed times, and the counting of the Omer with repetition every year is that we continually need to grow and follow his ways. Don't think that you've ever gotten there. Don't think, well, I don't need to be going through all this stuff anymore, and counting of the Omer and this Passover and the Shavuot and all these things. You know, I already know it all. You know, I've been there. I've done that. I am so full of the Holy Spirit, I'm surprised I'm not floating on air. There's people that act like that and talk like that. But let me tell you, you are nowhere near where you need to be. Nowhere near. We need to be so much more for the kingdom of God. So much more. And even if you're doing things for the kingdom of God and you're serving Him, you can always serve Him so much more. You could always be so much more dedicated. You could be so much more filled with His power. I don't think anyone here is at the place where as they walk down the aisles that your shadow causes people to be healed. Anyone? Are you here where you can take your handkerchief and pass it around and everyone who touches it will be totally restored and healed? Well, those things took place during the time following Yeshua's resurrection as Peter and Rav Shaul were filled with the Spirit of God. Read about those things. You can be so much more. And that's why every year during this time we seek the Lord because we want to get closer and closer and closer to God. Each year in the cycle, we want to gain a fresh anointing and a greater understanding of God and His ways as our relationship with Him would grow and His plan for our lives become more apparent every day. Now, do you remember when you were first born again? Do you remember? Does everyone remember? Do y'all remember? That should be a special time in your thoughts and your memory and your heart when you first gave your life over to the kingdom of God. Mine was a very strange time. I happened to be in college. Actually, I was at New Mexico State University. And there was a Christian that I met there. And they ended up actually working at White Sands Missile Range together, part-time. And he kept telling me, you know, you're Jewish. I said, yeah. You know you're part of God's chosen people. He said, yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't want to hear any of this. You know, God loves you. Yeah, sure. God loves me. You know, he just kept telling me about how much God loves me. And he kept telling me about the Jewish people and who I was. And Yeshua was Jewish, you know, and all of that. And I kept just pushing him aside as a fanatic, as a crazy guy. You know, I just humored him. Then he invited me to his church, Pentecostal Church. Church of God, Pentecostal Church, Cleveland, Tennessee. And so I knew I'd never get him off my back. So I said, okay, I'll go with you this Sunday. I will. I'll go with you. Okay, but that's it. I'll go with you. So I was there, and obviously he told the pastor and everybody else that I'm bringing a Jew today. So the pastor there, little short Pentecostal guy, he would jump up and down and he'd run through the aisles and jumping up and skipping and all that kind of stuff. And so he had an altar call to receive the Lord. And I'm just standing there, you know, and everybody turns around and staring at me. They're all looking at me. You know, there's the Jew. There's the Jew. Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And they're all looking at me. And I felt like, man, that I was going to be lynched or something. If I didn't know what was going to go on. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to mean it at all. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to go up there, you know, pretend like I'm doing it so I can get out of my life and never come back, never see any of them again. So I went up there, and very insincerely, with no thought that this was real or that I wanted this thing, and let me tell you what, God grabbed me. Ooh. God grabbed my life. He took a hold of me. He turned my life upside down. He transformed me. He renewed me. He cleansed me. He washed me by His blood. I have never been the same since that day. I have never turned away. I have sought Him with all my heart. I have served Him from that day forward. You know, immediately they needed all the weeds pulled around the building, and I came the next day, and this is New Mexico, it's 120 degrees, you know, and I was pulling all the weeds out of the grass. I was there, you know, for a while, every Sunday, there, during the week, the service, this and that, until God led me to a charismatic church and then to a messianic congregation. But I've never stopped serving Him. God took my life. And let me tell you what, I remember when I was first born again. I remember how good it felt. I remember how excited I was to serve God. I remember telling my father, Jewish father, Jewish mother, Jewish sisters, and all that. They all thought I was crazy, you know, trying to explain to them this whole thing. Praise the Lord, my dad, before he died, Irene prayed with him to receive the Lord. Irene prayed with my mother also to receive the Lord. Irene prayed with one of my sisters to receive the Lord. I prayed with my younger sister a number of years ago to receive the Lord. You also prayed with my sister Bonnie to receive the Lord. That was here 2 weeks ago. So let me tell you, I have not given up. I remember that day. God has done a work in my life. And that fresh anointing that you felt as a new believer, God also wants us to experience every single year. It's a sort of a recharge or refilling. It needs to occur every year during this counting of the Omer, during the season of growth each year. And this Omer is a specific time to prepare yourself for the rest of the year and grow in the knowledge of the Ruach HaKodesh and how it ministers to us during this time. And the Lord wants us to seek Him during this time of this counting of the Omer to find out what areas of our life He desires to change. What does God want to change your life? What area you need to be seeking Him and asking you? We need to ask Him to establish growth within us and give us a fresh filling of the Ruach HaKodesh. And each day of the Omer, as you follow through, and I just recommend that you would do this. If you have the calendar, you can find the blessing. Is the blessing on our website? I don't think so. But the blessing is everywhere on the internet. I mean, 1,000 places. Each day as you follow the counting of the Omer, tonight at sundown, it's the 8th day. Sunday at sundown, it's the 9th day. As you're counting, remind the Lord how much time is left before His promised revelation and His renewal at Shavuot. And this is just a little example here. Lord, today is the 7th day of the counting of the Omer. Only 43 more days until You, Father, come and bless me again with a fresh filling of the Ruach HaKodesh on Shavuot. Grant me with the power of God to be a witness by my words and lifestyle. Help me spread Your message of love into all the world. Give me the boldness to proclaim Yeshua, our Passover Lamb, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all creation. Father God, I proclaim Yeshua as Lord of my life, Messiah, and the Redeemer of my soul. Blessed be His name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Yeshua, Lord, I pray that these people that You have blessed me with would take these words to heart, that they would follow through in the counting and the preparing and the readiness for that day of Shavuot, that day not only of writing words, Your laws on tablets of stone, but writing them on our heart, and the outpouring of Your Ruach, Your Spirit on